So we find out, Lee, Hunter Biden wasn't just doing cocaine in the White House. He was running the White House. This is going to be huge today.
It should be, yeah.
Yeah. Headline, here are the Politburo members who were really running the Biden White House. Now, what's interesting, that's that is New York Post, but Axios has a near identical article out this morning. Same thing. Finally admitting, it's Mike Donilon. If you read his background, a profoundly corrupt individual. Steve Ricchetti, Bruce Reed. So those were the ones doing the actual technical day-to-day running. In the circle of the Politburo, it's completed. It was five people. The other two are Hunter and Jill Biden. That's according to the authors of Original Sin, Jake Tapper's book.
Now, and they complained about Elon Musk being unelected.
Thank you. What a great point. Thank you. I know. This is such a scandal. Oh, no. He's got interest. Well, I mean, Hunter's on the Chinese payroll. Literally on the Chinese payroll. In terms of, quote, in terms of who was running the White House, it's a small group of people that have been around. Original Sin author Alex Thompson told PBS's Washington Week on Friday, some people within the administration called them the Politburo. So they knew. That's the term we used in the book. Suddenly, reporters are able to figure this out, Lee. It's like a total miracle.
Yeah, right.
You put all this together again, and I think this is the huge scandal of the day with the other New York Times article this morning from Miranda Devine saying to the FBI, look, we are running out of time to get these FBI agents because statute of limitations. It was 2020. It's 2025.
There should be an investigation of the vice president at that time, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Because the 25th Amendment clearly should have been invoked.
Now, listen to this. It gets even, there's another like thing that happened last week that largely was missed by everybody because there's so much crazy news last week. Okay, this is this article. FBI agents who covered up Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020 must not get away with it. On the eve of the 2020 election, FBI agents discussed an active criminal money laundering case against Hunter Biden just hours before casting doubt on the authenticity of his incriminating laptop during meetings with social media companies in which they told him, you know, hey, you need to censor this. What were their private text exchanges? We have the whole thing now. Now, remember, these texts came out a few months ago. Not a few. It was a couple months. It was been like 8 weeks ago. And Kash Patel's FBI had redacted the most incriminating parts to protect these guys as if it's, you know, secrets or something. It wasn't. At the time, I even said, why is Kash Patel and now Dan Bongino protecting these people? I don't know. I don't know why they put him out redacted. Well, Senator Charles Grassley Lee went to, Patel, Bongino, I don't know, people in the FBI and said, no, I want the full unredacted text. We're not covering for these guys. And he got him. And now we can actually see what happened. And it is jaw-dropping. It is jaw-dropping. Okay, Elvis Chan, as we know, is the Biden-era official, this is how New York Post describes him, who defied subpoenas issued by the Republican-led House Judiciary Committee to testify in 23 and 24. He had tremendous power. He got thousands of Twitter accounts shut down. He got thousands of people silenced. Okay. Did he know what he was covering up? Yes. And we know that now from we have the full unredacted back and forth. Here's what they wrote. This is shocking. This is hours before they go to Facebook and Twitter and tell them to censor it. Actually, what kind of case is the laptop thing? FBI agent Elvis Chan asks FBI analyst Peter Courtney at 5:28 p.m. on October 14th, 2020. And this had been redacted before. It's not anymore. Corruption? Campaign financing? Courtney replies, the FBI attorney applies to Elvis Chan, who is the FBI censor. Close hold, in other words, don't tell anyone. It's a money laundering case on Hunter Biden. And then Chan responds in writing, oh, crap. And then, okay, it ends here. He should go to prison.
Yeah, that's cover up.
That is a cover up. So it gets covered up on two levels. Think about this. Number one, within hours of that conversation, they get Trump censored, Kayleigh McEnany, who is the spokesperson for Trump, censored. Her account is locked down, and so is the New York Post locked down. He knew all the time the reason we couldn't know the laptop was real and not Russian disinformation because it was evidence in a money laundering case that was open and active, and they knew it. And that money laundering case was Hunter laundering the money he got in bribes from the Chinese and other entities, including Russia and Ukraine. They put him in the White House. By him, I don't mean Joe Biden. I mean Hunter. Because we're now finding out what? Hunter is one of the five key players in the Politburo. Another one is Jill Biden. Then there were three more advisors who ran a White House. That's who ran a country. Especially, they say, the last 2 years as Joe really declined. And they go into talking about all the ways that Hunter and all these other guys, Lee, like, you know, kept outsiders from talking to Joe. They made all the decisions. And this is a guy doing all this who had the FBI cover up. It'd be bad enough if it was felony money laundering, right? It's Chinese money. It's Russian money. It's Ukrainian money. Now let's, I mean, you start, you put this lens on and you go back through the Biden administration. Holy cow, it looks different. Remember Joe saying, well, you know, a little invasion of Ukraine would be fine with us to Russia. Remember that?
Oh,
he
yeah.
practically
yeah.
issued an invitation right. to invade. Well, wow, that looks different now. How much money, again, did Hunter get from the Russians? Over $20 million.
Sounds like
Batarina.
He was colluding with Russia, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Tara?
It does. Sure does. Batarina paid over $20 million. We know it went through Rosemont Seneca. The New York Post has speculated it's as high as $50 million. It all just starts to look different. Wow, was Joe just reading that on the teleprompter? Who put that there? Hunter put that there? Was it Donilon? Was it Donilon carrying out Hunter's will? Hunter was a powerful dude and completely debauched. Lee, it all makes sense. This is why the media had to cover up Joe's decline. They knew all this. I mean, these people called themselves the Politburo. The people around them called themselves the Politburo. You think this press corps didn't follow around Joe Biden and his family all those years and not find this out? You bet they did. Because if Jake Tapper could find it out now, he could find it out then. This is shocking stuff.
Well, all the while that they were defending the administration and the Biden family.
And it gets worse because remember what I mentioned it every day because I won't let it go. Remember what Catherine Herridge reported this fall, when the two IRS whistleblowers could finally come forward because they were gagged. They were the two running the Hunter Biden money laundering investigation, criminal felony investigation for where did the Chinese money go? They are the ones who had the laptop. They knew starting in 2019 he did it, and the laptop was key evidence of it. They also said Joe was the big guy. We knew, and the FBI knew he was the big guy, and he got a 10% cut of the what, $30 million? At least, just in that case, $30 million. That's $3 million bucks. They were silenced, and they said, we wanted to come forward, you know, before the election, but we couldn't because we were gagged. There it is. Two articles in the New York Post, whole thing. So just in case you were wondering, Hunter Biden was running the country, which is, you know, a little cocaine on the side, maybe leave it around the White House. Anyway, you know, that's what just frustrates me. It's like, you know, Bongino and Kash Patel. I mean, like, get serious, guys. Come on. Come on, no. I mean, you know, no, our priorities are not a cocaine baggie investigation. They're not. And while, you know, it'd be interesting to look into who leaked the abortion case at the Supreme Court, that's interesting. That's not the priority.
Well, I'm just trying to look for, giving them the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe they're doing this because that's what will lead to this, because they know they can't, or it would be politically unpopular to immediately go in that route. But if you continue to build it up, you know, okay, we investigate
like
that.
Back into
oh,
it.
By the way, look what else happened. Oh, now look where this leads. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in their defense, and I'm starting to get frustrated with Patel and Bongino.
I understand.
I'm giving them a debt. One thing that Bongino did say over the weekend, he said, listen, we had to put our public corruption teams in place. He said it took us a while to hire for that. I don't know who they're hiring, but someone good, I hope. And that almost sounds like if they're hiring, they're bringing people in from outside, right? And that was part of this announcement that, hey, we're doing these three investigations. And I'm like, well, okay, cool. Do some other ones, not that one. That's not priority. I mean, fine, do it if you get it, but whatever. But at least they've hired these teams and put them in place. I can see how that would take some time. I can see how that would take like 2 months.
Going to a darker place, Tara?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the threat of retaliation. If when you're talking about an international monetary scandal based on world leaders, there's the potential for there to be retaliation from certain forces, certain entities regarding those who were involved in the investigation. Think about that.
Well, you mean China and Russia?
Yeah. And I mean threats to the lives of people investigating this.
Oh, I see. That's so like if you're going on the committee I'm talking about, they're putting together
committee,
to investigate.
Yeah. FBI, you know, whatever, you know, entity is looking into this and is getting ready to expose this. I mean, like I said, going to a dark place now, that could be a part of what's going on here too, and the hesitancy to completely shine the light of truth on this situation.
I have a feeling that we're just scratching the surface
right
now.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is going to get so much more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We are just beginning here. Yeah, after listening to all this, texter on the text line writing about these people, this FBI is who is investigating Sheriff Chuck Wright for nepotism. Yeah. I got to tell you, I don't know if you feel the same way about this. You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would see somebody like, you know, Chuck Wright, who resigned over the Memorial Day weekend. He says he has a health diagnosis. I don't know if that's his addiction or if it's some other kind of health diagnosis. But I get how you feel. Texter writes, but Chuck Wright is getting investigated for nepotism by the FBI. Yes, this FBI. Where you, and we finally got the unredacted, just if you're just tuning in, we finally got the unredacted text this weekend thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley. Why Kash Patel and Dan Bongino would have redacted those texts to protect these guys, I don't know. But it's Elvis Chan finding out. Elvis Chan was the chief censor for the FBI, censored me, censored a whole lot of other people, wiped out tens of thousands of accounts, millions of posts taken down before him, all true. Because of him, he was a godlike figure. Truly. This is a guy who, listen, had godlike powers, subpoenaed by Congress, not once, but twice, 2023 and 2024, defied the subpoenas. The FBI sent him out of the country. Why? Because he's a criminal. That's why. He's a criminal. We still can't get a straight answer as to whether he's been fired from the FBI, but what they are saying is he has not accessed any of his devices in about 3 months. So he's out of the chain. We need him gone, and then we need him in handcuffs. As it turns out, he knew darn well Hunter Biden was under investigation for laundering the bribes from China that he took on behalf of his father, at least $20 million. We know that now. And so did Elvis Chan. When he lied to Twitter and lied to Facebook to get Kayleigh McEnany, Donald Trump, the New York Post, and so many others, Miranda Devine silenced. Knew that the laptop had to be covered up. Because if the laptop wasn't covered up, people start looking at what was on the laptop, and that was money laundering. That was the Chinese bribery. Joe Biden wasn't getting elected. And so not only did they censor me and the New York Post and Donald Trump and Kayleigh McEnany and anyone who might have spoken of it, not only did they do that, which was bad enough, they put Hunter Biden in the White House. And we're now finding out he's the one, along with three others, who was running the country. Profoundly compromised individual. What a time to be living in. All of this, while the same, FBI, was trying to put Trump in prison. And never forget, on the classified documents case alone, Trump faced 335 years, 30 felony charges, 35 actually, for doing exactly what Joe Biden did. But they just patted him on the head and sent him on his way. Boy, it's a gut punch, isn't it? When you see all of this. Texter writes, hey, Tara, you were overlooking the influence in the Biden administration of radical Anita Dunn In the first 2 years, Ron Klain. Yes, Ron Klain was one of those as well. He was Biden's former chief of staff when Biden was vice president and an advisor slash operator in the Politburo for a lot of the term. This is why all this had to be hidden. This is why Trump had to go to prison. And you know what is interesting, folks? Antonio Gracias, Elon Musk friend, gazillionaire, he's working with Doge right now. And you know what he said over the weekend on the All In podcast? It was really crazy. He said, you know, after looking inside and what was going on and the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars being stolen from the American people, a lot of it funneled into various Democrat organizations and coffers. He said America was on the verge of becoming a kleptocracy. And if Trump hadn't won, it would be. It would be a kleptocracy. What is a kleptocracy? What is that? What does that mean? Here's the definition. Derived from the ancient Greek words meaning thief and rule, it refers to a form of government where leaders use their political power to enrich themselves at the expense of the public, ultimately involving stealing public funds and resources. So this is not just garden variety. Yeah, they're corrupt. Yeah, they hook up their friends. That goes on all the time and always will. This will never change. No, this is a step further, where you use the levers of power to steal from an ever more impoverished public. Here's Antonio Gracias on what he found in Doge over the weekend on the All In podcast.
Sort of extraordinary what's happening. Elon said this public, right? Fraud, waste, and abuse. He thinks kind of 10% of the budget is probably fraud. I think it might be low, actually. So you're talking about $650 billion, a trillion in waste. I think that's probably about right. But what's really serious about it, Jason, for me, and what scared me when this started, I thought we had a democracy that it turned into a bureaucracy. What I'm afraid of now is we have a bureaucracy that is about to turn into a kleptocracy. I mean, a Latin American style kleptocracy. Okay, the stuff you're talking about, that is pure fraud. And we're making some jokes out of it, the DIA musical. But if you go into the data that's coming out of USAID, what you find is there's a lot of political contributions going on there. I mean, that is pure corruption. That's like a Latin American style autocracy. And we cannot let it go there. I think this happened just in the nick of time. 80 plus people there, all patriots, gone full time to make this happen. So I'm just so grateful. It's sort of extraordinary what's happening.
Yes, it is. It's extraordinary what is happening. Folks, and do you see what just happened? Trump is trying to cut the funds from NPR and PBS, and a liberal judge has just said he can't do it. Okay, here's what's going to happen, because we already know this from Russ Vogt, who is awesome, who's his budget director. Russ Vogt has said on podcast, we're going to give Republicans a chance to revoke, that's about $9 billion, to revoke this funding. Not in the big, beautiful bill. We're going to let that pass. Then we're going to come back and cut it through rescissions. Rescission bills only require 51 votes in the Senate and 51% of the vote in the House. But right now, Trump's trying to defund them through executive order, and a judge is saying no. And that's what's driving Elon Musk nuts. Look, we could have just cut this. Holy cow. Speaking of declassification, folks. Do you remember the creepy Biden red speech? Where he was standing there like with that red light on him, with the Marines standing behind him. And he talked about how the biggest threat to America was domestic terrorism from MAGA, from Trump supporters. We were, you know, very scary and we needed to be, you know, rounded up, I guess, by guys like the Marine in the background. I guess that was the point of it. Well, behind the scenes, we didn't know what they were doing to us because they classified it. We classified it because they were breaking the law. They were violating the Constitution, violating our basic civil rights. Tulsi Gabbard, who is now the highest ranked spy in the nation, the director of national intelligence, is even above the CIA or the FBI directors, is now declassifying what they did. She's been doing it over the last few weeks, and it's horrifying. Last week, we learned they classified their program to debank and censor and spy on people who objected to their policies, conservatives. This week, we've got another round of declassifications showing that Biden, his administration, was secretly classifying Americans as domestic violent extremists. You got a threat tag put on you and they watched you. Well, for what? Threatening violence or no? Having the wrong belief system. Well, what kind of beliefs are we talking about? Take a listen. Folks, and as you listen to this, understand something, okay? We're in a time that America has never, ever been in before. What this means, what you're about to hear means, from now on, whenever they win the presidency, we, this half of the country, me and you, are at dire risk of losing all of our rights. Our right to free speech, our right to freedom of religion, our basic right to even access the financial system. All is a punishment for wrong think. Every time going forward now they win, we are going to lose our basic Bill of Rights guarantees that Washington and his men fought and in some cases died for. And we will not know till they leave office if we ever get them back again or if we need to shoot our way out of it. That's where we are. Every time they win now, because this is what they did last time. And here's, I want to set this up one more time before I play this from Tulsi, because it is so shocking. They thought when they were doing this that we were never going to win another election again. They had gotten away with massive fraud in 2020. They were using illegal immigrant voters, ghost voters, dead voters, voters from other states, voting in two states. You know the list. I've done too many podcasts and too many shows on it. You know how they did it. And what was going on at the time? GOP leadership, including Kevin McCarthy, didn't want to hear it. They didn't want Trump to say it. They wanted him to shut up. Every time they did interviews, they said it wasn't real. Democrats won fair and square. They knew, they thought they had us. And they could begin the persecution. They could begin to let the mask slip. They could begin to let us see who they are and what they would do with power. And this is what they did with power. And I'm sorry, if this is not on that list that came out for investigation from Bongino and Cash, shame on them this weekend. This is what you investigate. And people need to go to prison for what I'm about to play for you. This is what they did.
That when you look at the language of these documents that I've declassified, the Biden administration's designation of potential violent domestic extremists, it really talks about people who may likely turn out to be domestic violent extremists, or those who may likely turn to violence because of these specific quote-unquote ideologies that they hold. And there's a consistent thread through here that these ideologies that they are designating as turning into potentially violent activities or being manifested in violent activities happen to be those of people who were using their First Amendment rights to oppose certain policies of the Biden administration, those who opposed the COVID vaccine mandates, those who opposed the mask mandates, parents who were concerned that their children going to school may be forcibly vaccinated with the COVID vaccine without the consent or awareness of parents. The list goes on and on, but it's not exclusive to this. You know, people who were opposed to Biden's border policy, for example, could therefore have propensities to join a militia or could become these domestic violent extremists that we're talking about here.
They put threat tags on us. Why? Based on your belief system. Based on saying things like masks don't work. Criticizing the Biden administration threat tags, and they followed you. They spied on you. They tracked you. They built lists of you. Some people were debanked. Others were censored. Some had both happen to them, including Melania Trump and Barron Trump, Trump family. This is what they do when they think that they're never going to lose an election again. Can you imagine if amnesty occurred and we had, what, 45 blue states in this country? Can you even imagine what they'd do? She continued. She was talking about how all of this happened around the time of that terrifying Biden, you know, red Biden, red Brandon speech.
It's important to look at this in the totality and the sequence of how this happened. These documents were issued in December of 2021. You remember very well, Will, the speech, the ominous speech that President Biden gave in 2022, where with this red background and Marines standing in the background, he issued an address to the nation warning the American people that Donald J. Trump and MAGA Republicans pose a direct threat to the fabric of our republic. And then you put that together with how the FBI and others within the Biden administration directed social media companies to censor Americans and undermine our First Amendment rights, because of course they don't, the social media companies don't want to be in a position to support the spread of domestic violent extremism. So when you look at all of these things together, you understand at its core the thing that I committed to the American people to root out, which is the weaponization and politicization of the intelligence community and national security state against the American people.
And they classified it to hide their crimes. Now that should be on the list of three main investigations right there that Bongino and Patel are doing. I don't care about Hunter Biden's cocaine. I don't care. I know it was his. Maybe he and Joe shared it. I don't know. I don't care. Don't care. Don't waste your time on it. This, do this. Why isn't this on the list? Now the pipe bomber, getting a pipe bomber, that's a good one out of the three. You pull that thread, it's going to go right back to the FBI or the DOJ or both. That was a setup. That's why the FBI could get over 1,000 people who never even entered the Capitol. I'm still to this day don't understand how they were charged with anything because they didn't trespass. Just by triangulating on their cell phones, they can get to pipe bomber too if they want him. You know how many cameras there are in DC? They can get that guy. But the trail will lead right back to them. I know it. They know it. So that's a good one. That okay, let's do that. But let's do this too. We don't need to know about the cocaine. Don't care. I don't care who leaked the Supreme Court decision. Besides, that wasn't illegal anyway. They should be fired, but it wasn't illegal. This is the thread you pull. Why won't they pull it? Now, let's hope that Bongino and Patel, what's going on is they are pulling it. They're doing it behind the scenes. They're not announcing it. Actually, that's the way I'd prefer for it to be done. Let's hope that's the case. Because believe me, I want to be wrong about this. But this is what we need to look at. Tulsi is... this is exactly what she should be doing. We're going to get more into this tomorrow, but it looks like the big, beautiful bill is DOA in the Senate. At least they don't have the votes to pass it in its current form. You've got at least two GOP senators, and it's so tight in the Senate. You've got at least two GOP senators, Rand Paul and Ron Johnson, saying, look, we can't bankrupt the country like this. Sorry. And then over the weekend, you've got Elon Musk just throwing his hands up and giving up, essentially. And I thought what he said was really prescient, because the irony of it here is, you know, Trump was speaking very positively about Elon over the weekend. If a Republican Congress member said what Elon said over the weekend, he'd be called a rhino and Trump would threaten him with a primary. What did Elon say? Well, he confirmed that he is disappointed in congressional Republicans for not implementing the DOGE cuts. Says, now the most viable path out of a debt spiral is accelerating economic growth. Quote, only radical improvements in productivity can save our country now. Unquote. Now, what does he mean by DOGE cuts? You can't actually do the specific DOGE cuts in this bill. You can't. But what you can do, and this is what he's mad about, is you can cut the specific amount of money they have found. When you have $500 billion in fraud every year, it's got to be fraud because it's going to pay for you know, programs that have expired. They're not even authorized anymore. It's fraud. Somebody's still drawing down on that. Where's it going? I don't know. That's why Musk sent out those emails to try to figure it out. Like, who's your manager? What do you do here? You got some money? Yeah, like that. Musk wanted to see that cut off the top. Here's what Trump's going to do. I'm going to get more into this tomorrow because it's actually really interesting. There is a battle royale coming over this. There's two ways he's going to try to cut this money, okay? What Trump's doing now is saying, okay, I realize this bill is horrendous. It's going to break the bank. It takes a $2 trillion deficit, which was outrageous, and makes it by the end of the year a $2.2 trillion deficit. In other words, it's all the Biden spending and more. Trump is going to do the cuts himself. That is what he is telling people. We're going to do the cuts ourselves, just pass the whole thing so I can get funding for immigration and all of that. I'll do the cuts. Well, I'll get into this tomorrow. There's going to be a battle royale over him doing the cut. He may succeed. He may succeed in doing it, or he may not. He's got two ways he can move forward. He's about to try both, but not until after the big, beautiful bill passes and he signs it. Then he's going to get to work cutting it down. It's a risky strategy, but it's also maybe the only one that works.